Okay, well, I feel like we improved our team today. I had seven picks and kind of had them in clumps there, but I felt like we were able to take some players that'll be able to compete, and we'll just see how it all goes. We started with Brian Stork, and he's been a very good player for Florida State center. He's played some guard earlier in his career, but. Played center down there, obviously, a very good program, good football team, and he's done a good job for him. James White, the running back from Wisconsin, played a very productive offense. I think his career average is 6 yards a carry or something like that. He's been a very productive player, both running and receiving. Versatile guy. Good player in the kicking game. And then Cameron Fleming is a tackle. 3 year starter for Stanford, right tackle. Big kid, played and gets a lot of good competition out there, played against a lot of good players, on a good football team. They run the ball a lot, run very conventional offense compared to what some of the offenses are in college football. So you can kind of see him do a lot of the things that we see in the National Football League. And then the sixth round, we start off with Jalapio. And, John's been a real good player for Florida, played guard, has been pretty much exclusively a guard down there, big physical, very strong guy, powerful player. Zach Moore's defensive end from Concordia, long, he's got, a lot of football in front of him, lower level of competition there, but thought he, stood out and has a real good future if he can come in and develop some of the skills that he has. And Jamea Thomas played a number of different spots at Georgia Tech, played in a kicking game, played a little safety, played a little nickel, played some corner, versatile guy, smart guy, really four down type player. And then we finished up with Gallen, and he's been a very productive player for Michigan, small guy, but compact, explosive. He's had a lot of big plays for them. Real top traits kid, hardworking kid, that very competitive player, been very productive in Michigan. So we'll get those guys going this week and see how it all comes together with that group.
You get three offensive linemen like you did today. Is that just a matter of the way that the board unfolded, or is that a specific area you really wanted to target today?
No, it's just turned out that way, pretty much where the value was. I mean, Jalapio's been a real good player at Florida. I'd say we were probably a little surprised to see him, where he was. Fleming's a tackle, and that was, felt like good value there. Stork's been a good center for Florida State. We visited him. He was an impressive kid, so it just kind of, turned out that way.
See any versatility with Fleming, or is that a tackle only?
That's what he's played. He's played tackle. They've got a pretty experienced and good offensive line. They've had a lot of guys drafted off that line. A couple this year, a couple last year. There's going to be a couple next year. So seems like they kind of get guys, and is DeCastro or Fleming or a left tackle that'll be coming out next year, I imagine. Those guys kind of just play where they play, and then when they leave, then they have somebody else to put in there. So I've had a lot of linemen go through that program, and as I say, they run a more conventional offense than a lot of teams in college football. So you can see something similar to what you see in the NFL.
Those three linemen, Bill, you think if Dante was here, same thing, or is there any change now that Googe is the coach? Any scheme things that maybe you're looking for?
No, I don't think it's about the coaching. I think it's just about player selection and just the way it fell. I don't think we planned on it. We definitely didn't plan on it. But that's the way it turned out.
James White, a little different than the two guys you have at the top of the depth chart, I guess, with Ripley and Vereen, both are a little bit bigger, and James seems to be just a little smaller, a little more slight, a little quicker. Is he a very good pass catcher? I'm sorry.
Than Vereen?
Isn't Vereen around 210, 215? Five-ish?
Yeah.
But Vereen will be a guy who can split up and split him out a little bit more. This guy seems more inside.
We'll see.
Let me coach the team this year. You can see a lot of different things you can do with it. But I guess my overall question is ball security and pass-catching ability seem to be traits that were mentioned in the scouting report. Very good at those two things?
Yeah, I'd say there's probably a lot of similarities to Vereen, size-wise, skills-wise, production. You know, they've had a lot of good backs come out of Wisconsin. You know, they had one come out last year. They got White this year. Probably got another one next year. So, you know, those guys, I mean, they've had a lot of good players there. I would say he's a guy that has shown that he has four-down value. He's been productive in the kicking game. He's been productive catching the ball. He's got a high average per carry. He can run inside. He can run outside. You know, he makes good space plays. They can get some tough yards. I mean, he's not a big power back. You know, this isn't, we're talking about, you know, LeGarrette Blount. That's not his thing, but I think there's some similarities to Vereen, absolutely. Vereen's probably had a little more production in the return game when he came out of Cal.
I think of, you know, little bubble screens or short screens that maybe Woodhead or Kevin Falk often maybe Shane has done more of that I've noticed. Seemed similar in some ways to Kevin or Danny Woodhead.
Well, I'd say more similarities with Kevin and Shane. You know, Danny was really more of a runner. Not that he didn't catch some passes, but I'd say his pass catching was more screens and checkdowns as opposed to, you know, elusive type routes. But, you know, I mean, smaller guys that maybe play a little bigger than their size that are good in space, yeah, I'd say that's common.
With the different later draft, what's the orientation process going to be like now for the rookies? I don't think you have a full rookie camp this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but how are you going to handle those guys this week and forward?
Well, they'll come in Sunday, tomorrow, and we'll start working with Monday. So they should be. We'll put them in with our veteran players, and we'll just move it right along. Yeah, there's no like big. Like before, we had the rookie mini camps, and then we sent them home. And you know, now the draft's so late that we'll just bring them in and keep them here, and they'll go all the way through until the veteran mini camp in June. So it should be, you know, just one straight shot. You know, they're going to have to come in and get oriented to, you know, living in a new area, getting transportation, getting, you know, just finding their way around and you know, becoming acclimated to New England, but along with the pro football part of it and all that, that'll just be part of the whole, you know, next 5 weeks or whatever it is, however long we have, 5-6 weeks, whatever it is, will be part of that whole process, and we'll start Monday.
For the three offensive linemen that you have, they're obviously very large men. Outside of their measurables, though, what is there a defining characteristic for this group, or is it just individually you looked at them?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Stork is he's a 300-pound center. I mean, there's not many linemen that are drafted that aren't 300 pounds. You know, Hoppio's big. He's thick. He's a big. You know, he's a big kid, and Fleming is a big, you know, he's a big kid too. I mean, they're tall and they're thick, and I wouldn't say Stork is. I mean, I think when you see him, you won't get him confused with the other two. The other two are, they're built a little differently, but they're both, you know, 330-ish, somewhere in there. Yeah, they're, so, you know, but I mean, look, we're trying to draft guys that are good football players, and of course size is part of it, but I mean, it's like we're going to sit there and say, well, we can't, you know, take a guy that weighs this much or that much. Weight's not always an indication of playing strength, but I would say with those three guys in particular that they have all shown very good playing strength on the field. and they've gone up against a lot of, you know, a lot of good players. I mean, Stork played, you know, a great conference, and in the ACC, Jalapio played in the SEC, and Fleming played in the Pac 12, 10, whatever it is out there. You know, I mean, they're playing against a lot of good players, and you can see them, you know, lining up against, you know, big people, NFL type people.
You mentioned Stork has some experience playing guard a little bit earlier in his career. Is that something that his skill set would allow him to do at this level, or are you seeing him pretty much?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, most of his, you know, I think he's been a 3-year starter at center. I think he played a little bit at guard his red shirt freshman year, and then if I remember right, the center got hurt and they moved him in there, and you know, but he's practiced at the different positions. I think last year, you know, the backup center was kind of the next best lineman, so he would have bumped out and played guard, but I don't think it came to that very often. So most of his experience is at center, but you know, I think he's got some position flexibility, but we'll see how that goes. But I mean, physically, he's got, you know, pretty good skill set. I mean, he's strong. He can run. You know, we can see him get out in front on screens and perimeter plays, that kind of thing. So, you know, I don't think that's really an issue.
You got a guy like Allen, who's obviously shorter. Michigan use him as a, you know, the way that you would prototypically use a receiver. Do you have to find unique ways to get him the ball, and how will that translate?
Let's say, you know, primarily a slot receiver, does have some ability to play outside, did play some outside. They moved him around a little bit. He's, you know, he's an explosive guy. He's very good with the ball in his hands, good after the catch, can make people miss, you know, has good, real good quickness and I'd say good playing strength for his size. I mean, even though he's a shorter guy, he's compact, he's strong, he's got good balance, so a lot of times he can, you know, catch the ball, break tackles, you know, gain some extra yards after the play, that kind of thing. He's not a running back, but he makes yards after the catch a lot of times with his running ability. But I don't think it's – I wouldn't say, like, this is a specialty player that you have to, you know, have special plays for him. I think he can go out there and play receiver.
One area that you didn't draft a player was tight end. I assume you probably signed one or two undrafteds, but other than that, is there anyone like a Harrison on the roster, like bigger receiver, that might factor into that mix, or is Harrison more of a pure receiver?
Yeah, I'd say probably now Harrison's a receiver. I mean, you know, he missed almost all last year, so, you know, try to take a guy and move him away from a position before we've actually even seen the position that he primarily played. You know, I'm not saying it won't happen. I don't think it's going to happen for a while. I think we'll try to get him ready to play receiver, see how he plays that, how he competes with other players at that position, his primary position. But that's more the way I see it. And, you know, hopefully, I'm sure Nick and John Robinson and their staffs will be competitive, and we'll be able to sign some players in free agency at that position and all the other positions that we need to do to fill out our roster. So, you know, we're working on that now. You know, it's a very competitive process, and got all 32 teams, you know, after a lot of the same guys, not all the same guys, but there's competition pretty much everywhere, so we'll just see how that turns out.
Is it fun as a coach for you to take a player like Zach Moore and know, okay, he's played at a lower level, we've seen these things we can do, and I'm really, you might, particularly all of your defensive staff, take an interest in seeing exactly what you can get out of that player based upon the framework and foundation he has?
Yeah, well, I think Zach's got a real, you know, a real interesting skill set to develop, and I think he will develop. He's a hard-working guy, and he's played very well at the level of comp that he was at. And obviously it's going way up, but I think, you know, he definitely has the skills to move up. And I think, you know, as he gains experience and technique and all that, I mean, he's long, he's got good quickness, he's got, you know, a burst, get off the ball. But, I mean, he needs a lot of work, obviously. And he's going to be playing against a lot better people than he played against. But, you know, I think if he works hard and can develop the skills that he has, I think, you know, definitely think he can be a productive player for us. So Sure. I mean, we're excited to work with all the guys, but, you know, I think Zach's got a real good set of skills that, you know, you know it's probably going to take a little bit of time, but I don't know. We'll see.
One of the biggest stories of the day nationally was Michael Sam to the Rams. I'm just curious if you had any reaction to seeing that.
No. Talk to the Rams.
I didn't know, you know, because of the attention.
There's like 240 some guys drafted besides the ones we drafted, so I'm just trying to concentrate on our guys.
Your guy, Jermaine Thomas, the defensive back. I'm curious if you consider him more of a cornerback or a safety. Is that something that you envisioned ahead of time, or if that's just something that's going to work itself out in training camp?
Yeah, I think we're going to kind of have to see how that goes, but based on our experience with him, our workouts, watching him play, I think he's got the ability to work at all three spots. I think he's got some versatility. He's smart. He runs well. You know, he's a tough kid. He's a good tackler. So I think that there's definitely a place defensively to have, you know, a player like that. You know, Logan Ryan was different but had some similarities that last year where he played outside. He played in a slot, played some snaps at safety, and just depending on the offense you're going up against and you're the particular way that your maybe roster is comprised from game to game with an injury or, you know, a guy that's out or they're four wides or whatever it is, that it's good to have a couple players that are versatile and can move around and handle different responsibilities like that. So we'll see how much Jamea can do there, but he's done all those things in the past, plus he's been a good special teams player, so we'll see exactly what that role is. Maybe he becomes very good at one thing, or maybe he becomes a versatile player that is able to do multiple things. I mean, we'll have to see, but it looks like he's got the ability to compete at all three of those spots, safety, nickel, corner, and on the perimeter. So, yeah, he's an interesting, you know, interesting guy.
Along those lines, Bill, do you see Logan Ryan factoring more into the safety mix this year? Any reason to think along those lines, or just sort of keep him?
I think, yeah, we'll have to see how it all goes. He, you know, last year we had, you know, Cole sort of did that, played some safety, played some nickel corner, played a little bit on the perimeter. So, you know, Logan did that. I mean, we'll have to see how it all comes together, but I would imagine in the spring that we'd probably give those guys some exposure. Somebody, I don't know if all of them, you know, again, we'll just have to see how it goes here. But, you know, again, I think there's definitely a place for that too, with the different personnel groups and the different types of receivers that we see. You know, every time it's three receivers, it isn't really quite three receivers. It depends on who those three guys are and how you want to match up on them and so forth. So some flexibility for us defensively is probably a good thing over a long haul.
I want to ask you about your personal experience with quarterbacks and over your time in the league, if there's any example that has sort of hit home to you on a team that with the quarterback position, you know, either hit it right in terms of always making sure they had that position covered, whether it be as a backup or, you know, a succession type deal, or one that didn't and it really hurt them and it made an impression on you that said, I can never let this happen to my team.
Well, I mean, I think organizationally, you know, in our organization, I don't think that we would put together a team the way Indianapolis did it, you know, when they lost Manning and then they go 1-0 and 16, 1-15 or whatever it was. I mean, I don't think that's really what we're looking for. You know, unfortunately, when we lost Tom in 2008, you know, we had a player that could step in and we won 11 games. So, I mean, like, we want to be competitive even if something happens to a player at any position. So I think depth's always important. You never know when you're going to need it. But I don't think we'd be happy going 1-15 if we had an injury at one position. So, but other people have different philosophies, and you know, I don't really – just saying that's a contrast to that example. I don't think that's really what we're trying to do.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since you guys signed Will Smith. I was wondering, what are some of the things that drew you to him and what made him a good fit for you guys at this stage of his career?
You know, we visited Will, so maybe 3 weeks ago or something like that. You know, Will's had a very productive career, you know, great player coming out, first-round pick, very productive. Had the knee injury last year and was released. You know, he still has some rehabilitation to do, so we felt that he's, you know, moving along, feel like he'll that's coming along, going in the right direction. We'll see how it all turns out, but I think his productivity as a player and his career is, you know, pretty well documented. We'll see how he can do, you know, going forward. I mean, it's different, but, you know, similar to Tommy Kelly's situation last year. Tommy wasn't coming off an injury last year like Will is this year, but, I mean, a similar, you know, productive player that we feel like still has some good football left, but is, you know, probably in the back half of their career. So, you know, we'll see where Will's able to get to, but, he's got a lot of experience. He's got a lot of production throughout his career. And I think he'll be competitive, but we'll have to see how all that goes, and we'll have to see how he rehabs from the injury. But we're optimistic that he'll be on the field and be able to compete, you know, at some point. I mean, he's not ready right now, but he, you know, I think he will be. Good. Okay. All right. Thanks.